This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is still trying to come to grips with the video showing five Memphis police officers pummeling Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop, an attack in early January that led to his death. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton devoted his National Action Network broadcast to the fatal police beating that left Tyre Nichols dead and five officers fired and arrested.
You don't beat a man to death, an unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He says he's disappointed all the officers are black.
We march to get blacks and browns in the police department.
And Sharpton calls on Congress to approve the George Floyd bill, created but not passed. There have been no police nor community officials who have publicly tried to defend the officers' actions heard on their body cameras. Even their chief, C.J. Davis, says there's no explanation.
That level of aggression just makes you wonder, what in the world happened?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of people, including foreign diplomats and activists, paid homage Saturday to a human rights lawyer who was shot dead in Eswatini, sparking alarm over political violence in Africa's last absolute monarchy. Diplomatic envoys from the United States, European Union, the United Kingdom, and the United Nations attended a somber memorial service on the outskirts of the commercial capital, Manzini. Tulani Maseko was a political activist and a fierce critic of authorities in the tiny landlocked nation. He was gunned down through the window of his home last Saturday by unknown attackers. Hours before his murder, King Mswati had warned activists to defy him, not to